This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. Very heavy rain across parts of Metro Denver has prompted flood advisories this afternoon. Evergreen, Littleton, and Centennial have seen some of these intense storms, where an inch to more than an inch and a half of rain has fallen in just an hour. The storms have also prompted a ground delay at DIA. Denver's housing department says new data shows big success at the city-owned homeless shelters. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Denver is measuring how its city-owned homeless shelters are performing. And so far, data shows things are going better this year. That's especially true at the Aspen, a shelter formerly run by the Salvation Army. The new operator, Urban Alchemy, is beating all of its goals in offering housing case management and keeping rooms occupied. There is one troubling stat, though. More people are leaving the shelter and returning to homelessness than are entering housing. The nonprofit says it's working on a fix. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A former coal mine is now a solar farm. The site is owned by beer brewer Molson Coors. It's in Keensburg, northeast of Denver. A new array will offset about 7% of the company's electrical use in Golden, 48 miles away. Rachel Snyder is the company's vice president of sustainability.
This is about a 7.2 megawatt project. It is limited in size. We have a lot more land than what we're using right now. But this is as big of a project as we can build under the current state structure.
Coors says the solar project goes hand in hand with its efforts to reduce its energy consumption. This is CPR News.